Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, just to clear the air about, just to make things very clear in terms of Seita, you know, it's absolutely amazing. If you look closely, see, the normal rule of thumb, and this has violated all principles, usually, the normal rule of thumb, and the truth is the normal rule of thumb is absolutely borders on, it borders on almost the absurd, okay? The normal rule of thumb is, just from the observation, the Minyan HaKotzer and Sefer Mitzvah seems to be a copy. And it doesn't necessarily all the time jive, excuse the slang, with Mishneh Torah, okay? And the rule of thumb is, it's a steal between Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvah. Usually the Minyan HaKotzer goes together with the Sefer Mitzvah, not the Mishneh Torah, even though the Minyan HaKotzer, Ki'ilu, is a priori part of the Akdamas HaRambam in Mishneh Torah, which is an amazing thing, okay? Okay. Well, whatever it is, here, okay, if you look at the Lashon of the Mitzvah of Seita, let's just go back to Seita for a second, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Hatzivui shenitztavinu. Reish Chav Gimel. One second. Let's get it here. Reish Chav Gimel. Hatzivui shenitztavinu bedin seita. And that. And that I pointed out to you, okay, and that's also an amazing thing. The Arabic over here is shrana instead of alama. All the time it's Sefer Mitzvah, alama is a tzivui. Shrana he uses often, sometimes, okay? And the word shrana, when I asked, even though it's when you read even Kapach, it's translated the exact same way, okay? But it's not real, because shrana is a hira, and alama is a tzivui. So it's not necessarily, the Rambam is even saying it's a din, and not necessarily a tzivui. But, so you'd expect, every time the Rambam says a din in Sefer Mitzvahs, he should say shrana, but it's also not true. Okay, but that itself is discussion. Okay, the same. So here, in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's a din. Didn't say to almost use each kisiyas sister, okay? In Minyan HaKotzer and in Minyan HaKotzer in Reish Chav Gimel, the mitzvah is la'aseis l'soita kisei rasa. So it's not really a din. There's something to do. And in Mishneh Torah, it's la'aseis l'soita kiteres aknos. So the chere, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen, can do mitzvah haknos, right? So the two important points over here. You see, if it's a din, you could imagine whether kinui is a chayv or rishus. It could be bechlau, the mitzvah. It doesn't make it, whether it's a chayv or rishus is irrelevant, because it's bechlau the mitzvah. Okay? So you would have expected the Rambam, but the Rambam starts the mitzvah in the din. He starts the mitzvah. He says he starts with the beginning of the parasha. How does it start? Ish ki yiste. Yeah, and what happens? And what is it? Ketzad what? Ketzad what? Ketzad. What does he say? He says, Ketzad mashkin oiso, the Ketzad takliv kobono. So he doesn't talk about kinoi. So you could have imagined the mitzvah is the parasha from Seita, but maybe it's a rishus, maybe it's not a din, but the din itself, it should also be a din in the parasha. So it's a little strange that he skips it. See, I could have imagined that it's here, whether it's a chayv or rishus, but he leaves it out, which is even a stranger thing, okay? But you see, if you don't have all these problems, you don't even see what he's doing, okay? But it's an amazing thing, okay? Now, if you talk about the Minyan HaKotzer, and the beginning of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, when he talks of Las L'Seita Katarasa, L'Chay, it's a mitzvah on the Seita. Okay, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen to do the Torah's Seita. Okay, correct? Now, offhand, I would have put this mitzvah in Sherish Yud Beis. Because the Rambam says Sherish Yud Beis is, for example, Torah's Seola, where the Torah is Mavaya, the Eichas HaMaisa, and as many Chalokim. It consists of Shechita, and Kabbalah, and Eilocha, and they don't talk about Eilocha, Shechita, Kabbalah, Zerika, you know, whatever the various parts of Eola are. The Hefshit, the Nituach, the Chiluk HaOreis, okay, Beseda. Okay? And, in fact, we pointed out that the Rambam in Sherish Yud Beis calls it Teres Ovi Sing Shrano, and we asked why it really is a mitzvah, because the halachim themselves are mitzvahs. So we said that there's no problem if you could integrate the Rambam is the halachim themselves, not separate mitzvahs, but all forms in one conglomerate. So if the halachim are tzivuyim, then the conglomerate itself would be a tzivu, even though Teres says mufush. So this Shrano of Teres Oila becomes a mitzvah. And it's the mitzvah of the whole conglomerate. So you can imagine that when it says, he quotes a pasuk over here, V'osa lo ha-koyen es kol ha-tera zeis, what does that mean? Zeis teres ha-knois. V'osa ha-koyen es kol ha-tera zeis. Is it a tzivui? Or he does, he should do it? See, I don't even know if you really need a tzivui over here. I'm not sure if it is a tzivui. If it is, maybe it is, okay? But you don't need it. Because this conglomerate, which is Torah is Masbir, becomes the mitzvah, correct? Now, if I asked you, according to the Rambam, this is an important question. If I asked you, according to the Rambam, in Mishneh Torah, or in the Minyan HaKotzer, Lu Yitzur, that Seita would be a chayv, what would the mitzvah be? Would it be part, would a chelik of the mitzvah? Here, what would you say?
What's the question again?
What would you do in your writing in Minyan and Mitzvah? You have a mitzvah called Lasos Le'Soite Kiserosa. Okay? So, what would you do if you had the Gemara in Soite and the Gemara concluded that Kinui and Kinui is a Chayva? So, what would you do? We can't make a new mitzvah, or do you put it as part of Reish Chav Gimel? Reish Chav Gimel. It's not on the Kohen, correct?
But the Oila, it's the same person. Kohen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who the mitzvah of Oila is on. It's the Tzivah, but it's called Teres Oila, okay? But here he calls the mitzvah, you know, I'm talking about in Satan, you know, I was very careful. I said in Minyan HaKotzer and in Mishneh Torah. Lasso is Letzoyta Kisayrosa. See, over here in Reish Chav Gimel, that's what I said, I can imagine in Sefer Mitzvahs that no matter how you define the mitzvah, whether it's Rishus or Chayva, the issue in the Gemara and Seita is irrelevant. Okay, and that's where the Ram would answer the Kasha. That's Mamash L'Chayra, a very, very simple Teretz. And if the Ramban hadn't answered that, if I would have answered that, the Sefer Yosha requires that, if that's what the mitzvah is. Okay? However, if the mitzvah is what it says in Mishneh Torah, okay, if the mitzvah is what it says in Mishneh Torah, okay, or what it says in the Minyan HaKotzer, Lasos L'Seita Kisarasa, and you came to the conclusion of the Gemara Seita that the mitzvah of Seita, of Kinui, is a chayv, what would you do in Minyan HaMitzvahs? You l'chayra, you would count it as a separate mitzvah. Because l'chayra is a whole different story. One mitzvah is on the Kohenim, Lasot, the Seita Katarasa, and another mitzvah, the Mekana, the issue is a Seita, which is on Baala, which L'chayra is a different mitzvah. Okay? So L'chayra, when you end up between the two formulations of the mitzvah, where the Ramban's Kasha is the Kasha. That's what I just wanted to tell you. And L'chayra, it's not like I'm telling you Shtikal Pele, Shtikal L'chayra. If I would have asked you in the Seichel Yosha, you cannot deviate from this, I don't think. Okay? It's a very interesting thing, okay? That is the point, okay? Now, I just want to tell you something, okay? So, you know, I gave it a lot of thought what the Rambam does with Shus V'Chayva. Because I said to myself, last time I told you, but I don't know if it's correct at all. Last time I told you that the reason why the Rambam quotes the Chayva Rishus is because it's in the Mechilta. And the Mechilta Kilu is the Prushim of Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara is not Messiachus still. But I don't think that's necessary over here. Okay? You see, it could be that Chayv in Rishus is a Nafkamin in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? If the Torah says Im, so if it's Im, it's an elective thing. So if it's a Rishus, there's no Mitzvah B'chal. Okay? But if the Torah tells you something about, like, Gerushin, okay, is Gerushin a Chayv? It's a Rishus, right? But Gerushin is a Mitzvah. So I can imagine that even if something's a Rishus, it could be a Mitzvah. And Minyan HaMitzvahs. In other words, it could be that the Rambam only uses, see, the Ramban learns that when the Gemara says Rishus and Chayva, it's a Mitzvah or it's not a Mitzvah. But I don't know if it's correct. The whole thought could be, it could be even Rishus is a Mitzvah. You could have imagined the thing. Not worse than Gerushin. But the problem is, you don't find Seita in here, in the mitzvahs. And last is the Seita Katarasa. So you would have said that what I'm saying is wrong. In other words, the Seichel HaYosh also, I could have imagined that when the Ram doesn't, because Ram is not Messiah, it doesn't say that anything about Seita one way or the other, it doesn't quote the Gemara B'chal. So I would have said it's not Nafkamina. Because whether it's Rishus or Chayv, it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Ram counts the Olam Tavodu, and also Lo Matame in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I would say there's no Nafkamina. Okay? The only problem is, what gets me nervous is not Messiachis the Seita B'chal. In the issue of Kinui, any place. So here it's irrelevant. Even though I would have expected him to do it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I would expect him to make a list of what's included in the parasha. I would expect him to mention, even though it's not nafkamina, because there's only one mitzvah anyway. Okay, but it's very important, certainly in Mishneh Torah, in the put their mitzvah in front of the mitzvah and the minyan hakotzer. Okay, b'seder. So that's what I wanted to point out. Okay, b'seder. Now, okay, next. Oh, I pointed out, and that was also very important, Chayva, that the Ram counts Chayva in Hilchus Ishus, L'Chayra is also completely irrelevant. Let me just open up. He goes like this. Halacha tes zayin. Perik tes vav v'chusish halacha tes zayin. Af al pi shikiyem odom mitzvas piri v'rivya. Hari hi hu mitzuvo midivrei soifim shel levatel milifrois v'lirbois kol zman sheish b'koyach. Very interesting. In other words, if he has no kayach, it's a shurim, and a divisor, if he calls my yeshlo kayach. I don't know, it doesn't say he has kayach for children. Yes, it's kayach, I assume, I don't know. You have to understand what the kayach is exactly. He doesn't say. She call a moisiv nefesh achas mis b'Yisrael ki'ilu bono oilum. So I would have assumed, I don't know, even the Dibri Seifim, that's a duh. V'chein mitzvah chachamim hi shelo yeshiv odom b'lo yisho u'shelo yovel dehiru. Okay? So I asked you, what's v'chein? It's drabonis, two drabonis, correct? Otherwise, what's v'chein? Correct? There's a relationship between getting married just to be, not to be the boy hero and chshad. Nothing to do, the two things nothing to do with each other, correct? What? He has no koich, correct? Yeah. Okay. I assume so, unless you say that koich and he have do. I mean, I never did evaluation. I can't tell you anything about this. Okay. But I don't know if people know. Even hello. See, but this doesn't talk about chashad. The ish talks about hero. But I don't know if the okay. Good. Let's say that. Then he says Yud Zayin. Okay. V'chayva. V'chayva al kol ish lik lekanis liishtoi. So I was wondering what the vav over here is. V'chayva. And why is it the tail end of this whole discussion? So you would have said this chayva is only drabonon, correct? Correct. So then, omur hachom ein mekanis. So then, this has nothing to do with the machlokas of Yishmael. And maybe and Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara and Saita, because that's a question about what the pasuk is. In here, it's a question about a drabonon. So b'chal the whole issue is no issue. So the mitzvah chachamim is taka mitzvah chachamim that the goyin learns, and kilo the goyin forgot about the ramen chazishus, and everyone over here claims that some of the forge claim the ramen paskins. That's why I was passing the Gemara Saita. So that's what I thought. Just when I first heard the kasha, I thought it was mamish mad, because the Rama's passing the Mon Seita, okay. You understand yourself that the place to quote the chayva is in Hilchos Ishus. I'm Hilchos Seita, not in Hilchos Ishus, because the din in the mitzvah from Seita, correct? And nothing to do with anything, this, right? So he quotes Hilchos Ishus. The Ram should paskin that there's a mitzvah kilu of kinui seita in Hilchas Ishus. That's also mamish whatever. So lechere, this is nothing to do with seita. This is in general, in between man and wife, marriage relations, and how man should deal with his wife. So mamish should push a marriage counseling discussion. How a person should deal with his wife, how to have children, when he should be married, and how to deal with that lechon is going on, and that's in the chazishus. That gives a new twist on this, but I think that's pshat. And that's what the Rambam was very medaktik to put at the end of the discussion over here, in Perek Tesvav, not at the end of Perek Tesvav. Then he has after that, hello? Okay, now that's Yud Zayin, okay? Now if you want to even clinch it, okay, I'll go a step further. Yutches, and we can go finish. V'chein, each there are three or four halachas here which go v'chein tzivah chachamim. So you would understand v'chein tzivah chachamim. This v'chayv is also the chein tzivah chachamim. Okay, v'chein tzivah chachamim. Alo isha shetiye tznua b'seich beisa. Okay. So I assume that this is a hagdom. The first things are yes, you get married and relations work. Then is it a chayva lekanis ishtoi? And then the question is how women should act in marriage and how men should act in marriage. Okay? How man should act to protect his marriage at the beginning. It's a drabonon. Okay? V'chein tzivu tzivu isha tznu v'tech besa v'loi sabba b'schoi v'kal zroish b'fnei ba'alo v'lotit v'tajit v'chulei. Then halacha yutes v'chein tzivu achom shi'e odom mechabed es ishto yoyse migufo. Then chof, al isha tiyeh mechaberes his ba'al. So this is all, it's all the abundance, it's very clear. There's nothing more to say. Correct? Correct? That's very clear. If anyone has suffering about this, and you know that some of the achlinim over here, I mean, I'm sure, say that the chayva is Chol Ish. Magid Mishnah. Price per come the seat of a kinis ish to your shoes, Rabbi Akiva Vachiva. For you do a shalach Rabbi Akiva Chavera. Chesnit. Chapelle. But this is that. It's the same words. But it's not the Gemara. You can't. That's the Gemara unless he's learning. Otosh Tev, the Gemara and Seita. That's Mama Chapelle. That's Chat in the Gemara and Seita, correct? Okay, Seita. That is point number one. Now, next. Okay, we're okay with this? Okay, good. Next. L'olabem tavodu. The Ramban continues. L'olabem tavodu. Rabbi Akiva Oymer Cheva. Rabbi Yishmoel Oymer Rishus. Okay? Correct? That's the second question of Ramban. First question was about Seita. And second question, Ula Mem Tavodu, correct? So he says, Ula Mem Tavodu, Rabbi Kiva Oy Machaiva, Rabbi Yishmoel Oy Merishus. So Mitzah Sei Resh Lamed Hei. Let's see the Rambam. He Shenetzavinu, you have it? Resh. Reish Lamed Hey. He Shinitzavinu. Here we go again. Bedin Eved Eved Kanaini. What? What? 1 second. Look, that's almost how you tell you. I don't think it's that. I think I checked that. I'll check again. Reish Lamed Hey. Oh, it's Shuan the Horse. I'm sorry. It's Shuan the Horse. Sorry, Shuan. But it's Mamash. People think Mamash have to be. You see, the amazing thing is even the Arab medaktikim, kill the scholars. You know, you don't. You see, you didn't get it. It's not here unless you know. So I was sensitive. I said to myself, why are you using different words over here? And I asked the guy. So I asked the person who's the there's another translation in Sefer Mitzvahs. In Pirush Mishnayis. And the brother, the person who put out the one in Pirush Mishnayis, Korach, put it in the new Pirush Mishnayis, okay? In Bnei Brak, I called him up. I asked him, so what's the scoop over here? So he says the words are different. He translated for me also the Chashashu. But I still ask him back and forth every word because there's no raya to anything. Okay? See here, this is Shrana, okay? So what does he say? Hu atzivui shenetzavinu bedin evi knaini fuhu. Okay, now here, I was a little bit nervous. How do you interpret what shemishtabdin? Bol olam. Is that a tzivui? Or that's kilu, that this should be like the din? So I was a little worried about this word, okay? So I called up of Korach. I asked him, how would you translate the word? And he thought the word you should translate is nishtabed. And he thought it's a tzivui. And even though the word this translated over here could have been a din, it really is a tzivui. So it makes it a little strange. Because the emes is le'olam b'em tavod, it sounds like a tzivui. U'shelo tehei lo cheres ele b'shein v'ayin. Okay? That's a din. Okay? V'hu ha'din, this is a very interesting line over here. V'hu ha'din l'sha'a roshe evorim. She'enam chayzim, k'mo shebo lono b'feirish ha'makubo. The Omar, who Omroi, Yisale, the Olivem Tavodu, the Omar Vachiake Ish, the Russian Gemara Gitan. Okay, 1 second. Who is the Pirsha Makubal at what? That Shein V'ayin is Lav Gavke Tzor Shei Volim. Why is that important for the mitzvah? So I assume that's part of the Nusach HaMitzvah, that the din of the mitzvah is part of the Nusach HaMitzvah. Vu omo yis'ale li'olim b'em tavodu. Vu omo chiyaki ish. It will come back each. V'loshin g'mor gittin. Just want to read it to you and tell you the problem. V'loshin g'mor gittin. G'mor gittin. Kol ha-meshach ha-avdoi oiva ba'asei tichsi lo'olam b'em tavodo. So oiva ba'asei is a raya what? That it's a mitzvah? Hello? We'll come back to this also. Correct? V'loshin ha-teira. I just want to tell you each word over here. V'loshen ha-teira, hu she-mishtachre b'shein v'ayin. V'loshen ha-teira, hu she-mishtachre b'shein v'ayin. What does he want with that? V'kfad is boy, dini mitzvah zu, b'shleim is b'kidushin v'gid. That's the scoop, okay? So now we're ready. That's a scoop. That's what it says, correct? Okay. Now, Beseder. So L'cheira, this is mamish, in Sefer Mitzvah, this is mamish like Din HaSeita. This Din HaSeita, this Din HaKenayni. Okay? So, then again, it shouldn't make a difference in Din HaKenayni, Din HaSeita, where the thing is Rishus HaChayva, it's no Nafkamina, correct? It's a Din. It's not worse than Gerush and Shechita. Shechita is also a mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Even the guy who denies it and asks that it should be, it's only for Lava, it's an Isa Seiz, the Minyan HaMitzvah, something like that, but it's not clear that Ram counts Shechita in the Minyan HaMitzvah. I don't know if it makes a difference. Okay, Peseda. So that we have now, correct? So that's all nice. So it's clear then, you could have imagined, the Rambam Paskins, like the Mandioma, the Olam Ben Tavodu is a Chayva, and it's Bechal Pshuta Shemikra, and then L'Chayra, it's part of the mitzvah. Whereas Kinui, he might Paskin as Rishus, and for some reason that then it doesn't become part of the mitzvah, even though it's only a din, which is something she never would have said. And you can't even talk about Chalkei HaMitzvah over here, because what I just don't get it, okay? We talk about Chalkei HaMitzvah, correct? Chalkei HaMitzvah when you're glamoured of Tzivuyim over here. But you can have Chalkei HaMitzvah if you only have one Tzivuy and one Din? What type of thing is this? What is this? We mamish don't have any clue. And it could be fakirat, since there's no paradigm for this. The Ram calls it a din. But then, again, once the din, I would have assumed it's irrelevant of whether it's a chayva or not, but that's, you know, I just don't get it. However, here we do it again. The Rambam, just 1 second. Reish. Let's just go slowly. Reish Lamed Hey, right? Reish Lamed Hey. Now, in Minyan HaKotzer in Reish Lamed Hey, it says, Lavoid bid evit kenaini li olam. Shnei olamim tavodu. So that's a very different take on things. Okay? So then it's a tzivui, and it's a chamitzah. Okay? And in Hilchos Avodim, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Avodim, it says, La'avoid be'evet k'naini lo'ilom. But he's added something. La'avoid k'naini lo'ilom, ele'im kein tapil lo'i adoinov echon me'yoshe evolov. Okay? So there's a mitzvah, which is clearly, in other words, it seems to be how you take on this. See, nothing changes over here, okay? It's very strange. You have a tzivui, and you have a din. According to the Rambam Mishneh Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Avodim, and in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? But the question is, what do you do? Do you call it a din? And... or they call it a tzivui, somehow with a din attached. It's a very strange thing. We'll see more about this later. But l'cheira, there's nothing different the way the mitzvah is presented in the pratim, in Hilchos Avodim, and the way he interprets the Sefer Mitzvahs, except when he gets to the bottom line, he says, here, in other words, if he asks, what is l'olam tavodu, it's a tzivui. What is sheva ayin, it's a din. So what's the whole conglomerate? So in Sefer Mitzvah he says, no, it's a din. And in Mishneh Torah, he says, it's a tzivut. Is that, that's the proper reflection of things. It's very odd, but that's what's happening, correct? Okay. Okay. Let's start slowly. Let me just ask you a question. What does the Rambam want? Let's even start slowly. This is an interesting discussion itself. When the Rambam says, Rosh Gemo Gittin in Resh Lam Hei, Kol Meshach Avdoi Oyver Basay Tichsiv L'Olam Tavodim. Okay, so a priori, you would have concluded that the Ram County CSA Midian Mitzvahs, correct? Correct. On the other hand, you ask yourself another question. But what's the formulation of the mitzvah? Neshabed, okay? So you get the impression he's supposed to do something. So then, you know, so what's the Isasay? So what does the Rambam want from the Isasay? What does he gain from quoting the Mon Gittin? And what does he want from the Mon Gittin? And to flip it, really, the Rambam Hilchos Avodim you see, I'll come back to this later. I just want to point out, to be frank with you, okay? In the front of Hilchos Avodim, he says the mitzvah is what? To navoi b'olam, right? That's what he says, correct? He said, "Lavoid be'evid ivri le'olam." Correct. So he's supposed to do something. It's a tzivut. Correct. In Mishneh Torah, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, v'chein osa le'odom l'shachre evid k'nayni, v'chol l'mashachre oivah ba'asei shneim le'olam b'em tavoda. He doesn't say any place. In Mishneh Torah, there's a chiyuv of avodah. He just talks about isurim. So how do you put in the front of the mitzvah, the front of Hilchos Avodim, that the mitzvah is to be la'avoid be'evik nani, and when you try to, in the halachis, not to have one din that you're supposed to be oived, but just if you're meshachre him, you're oived ba'aseh. Isn't that a little bit odd? Okay? Just telling you, what?
That's, I heard somewhere.
Yeah?
I heard, I don't know if there's any Masoret, I don't know if Rabbi has this Masoret. But somehow the Rambam will sometimes say in the Kotzer, Lefnei the Halachas, is the Tachlis HaMitzvah, the Kiyum, HaPnimi Shel HaMitzvah, and the Maisa, the Rambam talks of Maisa Mitzvah in the Halachas.
I have no...
I've never heard of such a thing?
I don't know. Is that a question I heard or didn't heard? You know, this sounds, you know, it's Terry in the Kabbalah, but, you know...
It doesn't answer the question. It's two totally different things. One is
to
make it work.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. You're just telling me someone said something. It's over my head. I'm not, you know. I never heard of it. You know, see, there's two things. You know, we start talking about such terms. It's so fuzzy wuzzy. I'm not sure what we're talking about. But, you know, it could be true. I don't know. I know. I never saw the Rav talk about the Ram talking about Teichen HaPnimi.
I said it in probably a grotesque manner, but
yeah. But my said it. I don't know anything. Okay, good. But this lechiri, it's mamish. You know, it's mikotzer lakotzer. Okay. So that's interesting. Okay, but that's not what I want to show you. I want to show you something interesting. Yeah. Let's start slowly. The Rambam in Pelek Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Ches. Okay, I'm going to read to you Rambam. Pelek Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Ches. V'yesh she'isa b'yosan ba'aseh v'einoi mi'chayvim lavim u'shloi she'hem. Okay? Mitzri v'adoimi. Mitzri v'adoimi dor rishon v'dor sheni. Echad tzchom v'echad nekevet. U'bu'ul l'koyin golo. Three essays. Lefishalei ne'emar be'elu lo yovoi o lo yikach el michlal shenemo dor shlishi yovo lohem b'kal Hashem ata lomeid shedor rishon v'sheni lo yovoi. Correct? U'michlal shenemo v'hu yishe v'besol lo yikach ata lomeid she'eino besulo lo yikach. Correct? V'la v'abo m'chol asei harihu ki asei. Okay? Do you notice that list? V'la v'abo m'chol asei harihu ki asei. You notice that chof there? What? That's what I'm going to get to. I just want to, before, if I wouldn't have told you the chof, you wouldn't have asked me the question. So you should have assumed that if I did this, I did my homework. But okay, just one second. I just want to make sure this homework I didn't do, but I doubt there's a difference on. I should have checked, okay? Well, I should have checked if there's any Shinu Gisolos over here. I don't think there are, but, you know, I can check it if you like. Here we go. Hilchos Ishus. Yalkut Shinu Gisolos. Eric Aleph. Okay. Chayv Lamo Yikach. Shayna Besula Yikach. Nothing. Okay. Okay? Nothing yet. So, and if you happen to check out in Minyan HaMitzvos, Kohen Gadol in Besula is in Minyan HaMitzvos, but Mitzvah in Adoyim you're not. So, what do you say about that? Okay, you try some others if you like. Hello, what does this guy say about that?
I don't know.
That's a reasonable question, hello? So, you know, he might have been medactic if it's a kase, but he clearly says, v'yesh she'isa b'yosem b'yase. Okay. Okay. Is that okay? So look, can I go on? Okay, good. I'll show you a few more. Okay, good to say that. So one is there in the United States, the other two, not there. Okay. Now.
Okay, it's a question, maybe. Is it possible that the Rambam will...
Everything's possible. The Pnimi is also possible, you know, for your food.
I know he's going to regret this.
It's not a question. Yes, is it possible, you know? I don't know. Yes, if I... You can see, the question what you phrase, yes, if I would say it, yes, is it possible? Yes, you can ask, is it kefila? You can ask, I don't know, you know?
Will the Rambam... Could it be that the Rambam will count... a lav abo michal asay is an asay if there is a positive part to it. It's not just an isser. If it's just an isser, he won't count it. So mitzvah adom is an isser. Okay. He won't count it. But if there's
that's not a question. If you know, simcha, the chol is a double portion. If there is a mitzvah asay, if you do something and there happens to be also an isser asay, that should be megare. You have a possibility to say that should make it worse. That shouldn't be in minyan mitzvahs. That's basically asking me, no? You say there's a positive element.
I'm saying mitzvah and adom, there's no positive element.
I saw, so what's that? But let me ask you a question. If there would be a mitzvah, I say, the fact that Zenis, I say, should be megareya?
No.
Okay. So what are you asking me?
We have the phenomenon of these three things. He counts one out of the three, so I could explain why he's counting one out of the three. Okay. That's all.
You're tasting what you want to say, and say, is it possible? What you want to say is that if there is a mitzvah also, and it's not only an isa, then he counts it. Okay. And the first two are only isurim and not mitzvahs, correct? And isur asay not in the mitzvah, you know, mitzvahs, okay? No, we'll go on and I'll show you other cases. So let me just ask you a question. So what do you say? So what is the Rambam proving in Reish Lamed Hey when he quotes the Gemara in Gittin? Because, you have to give the Rambam credit that he's trying to make a proof for the pudding, correct? He's trying to prove his point. Because the Rambam is not interested in putting ink on the piece of paper. He's trying to prove his point. It seems that someone could have argued with him. He's trying to prove the point, correct? Well, let me show you something else. Okay. Let me read to you another mitzvah in Minyan Mitzvahs. Kuf Nun Beis, okay? Kuf Nun Beis. Hatzivui Shinitztavinu, he is Alamo, okay? No, but the Tzavir, that's his translation. It's the also Tzivir. And the translation over there, and the other one is also Tzivir Stevino Bedin. Doesn't it say it? Yeah, okay. Cool, 65, this is when we see what he says here. Oh, it's Alamah, but it's Alamah, okay, good. B'simone dogim, v'hei mufurashe b'teira, v'omroi eze toichu v'kol asheya b'mayim. ובפירוש אומר בגמור גיחולין שאיכו דאג תומי אוי ובעשה ולא יססה. So all that, אוי ובעשה, בצרעי. That's a minyan mitzvah, correct? Hello? Yeah, okay, good. Tell you. כי ממה שאומר זה אחור שמע אני כי זולוסו לא יסורכל. V'lav abo mechal asay. Asay. What does he want with that? Ki mima she'oma ze acho shme ani ki zulas zulas lo sochal. So you don't keep me helping you explain words. V'lav abo mechal asay asay. He nizboya ki omu eze teichlo mitzis asay. Oh, from them all, he says, now it's very clear. He says, this shtickle teira, you know, oh, it's a chumitz asay. Isn't that amazing? What? Okay, so, okay, now, I'm going to tell you what I think I mean. One second. Let me continue reading over here. For inyan, that's almani, that's what we usually use the inyan, that's a proper translation of the word inyan, almani. That's the Arabic. Biomar v'inyan biomarnu shehi mitzvah asay ma shehizkarti lecho she'on mitztavinu lo dun b'simonim elu. A good uplearning to learn the simonim. V'noima ze muta lochloi v'ze eno muta. K'mo shebeya akosu v'yoma v'vdaltem b'ina behem atmei atahiru v'atmei b'ina oif atomei v'ato'o v'lo yisei avdolo ele b'simonim. So you daf me mavdil is a mitzvah to be mavdil. On the all, that's the mitzvah. Lefich here kol min me albos minei simonim halolu mitzvah v'niatzma. This is amazing, okay? I'm not getting involved in this. Kolima simoni behema v'chaya. That's okay, because my first is parser, right? Simoni oif. What are they? The chazal. What? But he makes a mitzvah from them. Hello? A separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, we've dealt them by simonim. Hello? I mean, the Gemara has... No, see, if I didn't show you this, you wouldn't, you know... And if I didn't stress it, you wouldn't have noticed it, okay? Sometimes part of teaching is just to say, open your eyes. Okay, here it is. Isn't it amazing? Okay, good. We say that. So good, we say that. V'simoni hakovim, v'simoni dogim. Okay, v'say them. U'kvar b'yamnu v'shoyinim ma'ashikol l'kol echo v'yechot asay b'fnei atzman. So the Ram says, this doch ha'amitz asay. Correct? What I would tell you, okay? I would tell you, is the Rambam held that if the Balei HaMesira or the Chachmei HaMesira, the Balei HaGemora, use the Loshon Yisra Asay, that means that there is an Asay and there happens to be also an Yisra attached to it. In other words, if they say it's an Yisra Asay, it means, and that's what he's giving this whole drush over here. Look at the drush over here that he's giving Kufnun Beis. Since the Balei HaMesira said that Oichul Dog Tomei Oiva Basay, V'loisa say, Mima She'omo Ze Acho, Shomei Ani Zuloso Loiso Ichal, V'lav Abo Mechlal Asay. And since Lav Abo Mechlal Asay, so we can hear, for the fact that they said it's a Yisa Asay, or they said a Lav Bochal Asay, that there is an Asay over here. But it's not that the Isa say is the reason it should be in the mitzvahs. But if the Chachma and Mesela called it an Asay, that's the Raya. Okay? So then, when the Ram quotes the Gemara in Gittin over here, in Reish Lamed Hey, and he says the same thing. Because the Bali HaMaseiro, the Chacham Bor said, there's an Isa say, and all that, we have a Raya that it's a mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that it counts Isui Asay in the Minyan, but the fact that the Bali HaMaseiro called it Asay, all that, we have a Raya. If that's the case, okay, then the Ram could use the word Oiva Basay in Mishneh Torah, galore, okay, in many different places where he doesn't count and then in Minyan Mitzvahs Bechal. And I want to give you examples. Okay? Let's start. Start over here in the Rambam in Hilchos Issui Mizbeach. Perek Hey, Halacha Vov, or something like that. Perek Hey, Halacha Vov, Yisui Mizbeach. You have it? Hamaktir, you almost there, should I give away a second? Perek, you have it?
No, I'll get it, don't wait for
me. Don't wait? Okay. Perek Hey, Yisui Mizbeach, Halacha Vov. Hamaktir, Evoi Behemet Tmeya, Agav Mizbeach Loike. V'af al pi she'isa kovosa michlal asei she'ari nema min ha-tehera achol u'min ha-tehera ha-krev ho t'meya lo yisoich av lo sakriv k'shem she'loike al achilas tatmeya habo michlal asei k'mo shibiyana m'koyima kach loike al ha-kovosa avla makriv eivori chaye t'hera uiva ba'asei ve'enu loike. But it doesn't count the minyan of mitzvahs. Because in the mitzvahs, the beginning of Hilchos Issui Mizbeach, you can check them. There's Lahakim Kol Karbonos Tamimim. Liftos, I'm talking about the assays. Liftos Hamukdoshim. Lahakriv miyom hashmini v'holo lemloyach kol hakabonis. Right? So the oiv basay l'chayra is in isa asay, which is not in the minyan. And in fact, the Ramban flips it, and the Ramban in the 10th mitzvah asay, which the Ramban forgot, he counts this in the mitzvah minyan. Shintavir shiye kol kol mishenakiv mishloish shemini abeimo. Ashe hiskir min abokum min aksovim u min oizim. U mozvochim omu b'mayle evo ichaya rabbi yochan omu oiva ba'asei. Beheimo. So then, that's good. And that's the Ramban says. You know, this l'choy is a kashen l'tshuva. Since the Gemara says l'choy ba'asei, you know, he got him. In other words, you can make your own discussion about Oiv Basay, and you know, you can say whatever you want, and that's not a taina. But the question is, why the Rambam, if he uses the Gemara Oiv Basay as a raya, that does not say, so count it. Okay, it could be only it's a raya that because they say like that, maybe it's a kiyum, okay? But you have to count it. Now, let's just see for a second how we do mitzvah lamed ches. Mitzvah se lamed ches. Yeah. Hatzivui shnitzav kohen godol lisa psul v'psuleho. For who? That's the chayli. So it's a tzivu to do something, correct? For amu yisale, for ishe b'sele yikach. Beferish amu, oise hoi Rabbi Akiva, mamze v'afil mechai v'yasei. Mechai v'yasei. Ubeiro, eze kegoin shebol kohen godol, she'eino b'sulo, she'i asuro olo b'asei. So it means the Baal HaMaseiri said that it's an asei. That's okay. Lefisha klal etzleinu lava b'mochal asei asei. In his boy, mitzah say. She mitzah say. He otot saraya. So the truth is that there could be isa say, it's not in the minyan, it doesn't bother me. But if the Baal HaMaseiri called it asei, l'chol ramban zaraya, correct? So the Ramban's kasha for the Gemara in Zvachim. Yeah, that's let's see in the mitzvah yud, the shochach harav, the end of the mitzvah say. It's a very interesting thing. No, so, you know, I'm not saying getting down to the end. You know, I'm not sure that I got down to the bottom of everything, but I think you know some of these things are important. Mitzvah seishin is a vino shiyeh kol korban shenakriv mishloishe mine abehemo asher hiskim min abokum min akvosim min agizim ubegmor mesech zvochim v'shlishi menu omru b'may le'evo echayi rabbi yichon oma oive ba'asei oive ba'asei behemo in chayelo v'lava bo mechal asei asei v'shloch ashoma eino oive ba'asei ahu l'mitzvah. Vikshala Rebraisa, Shishnui Vesifro, Vyomu Mosav Robo Vuchule. So we have to go back and forth. Blachira, once you have Miniskai Mudiv Rabbi Yechon, look at the end of Zachinu, Mitzasei Azais. She says, Rav Kos Vechibu Agodo. That's Yisui Mizbeach. But he doesn't count to the minion. So what do you do here? See here, you see, here the problem is more. The Ramban in general, see, if you would have just, you know, done this cursorily, you said the Ramban, the sheet does say, he counts his two essay also in the minyan. But say the Lochul and Schreira and Shvius, he counts. We don't know Zakim. Chesnit, but say the. But if the Rai is the Gemara from Oiv Basay, the Ram quotes this all over, then more, so you don't know where he's standing. That's really the story. Okay? Beseder? We'll stop here then. Excuse me.